T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This morning, we've got Cassie on the line. Cassie reached out saying that she needs our help addressing an issue that she has with her sister. So what's the situation, Cassie?
Hey, so my sister Peyton, she's like the biggest show off ever when it comes to, like gift giving. So every holiday, you know, she's always got to be the one with like the most fabulous, expensive present. And, you know, Mother's Day was just like, it was the last straw for me. I've had it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here, but isn't that kind of like, I don't know, kind of awesome for you? Like, if my brother splurged on expensive gifts for me, I don't know that I would be complaining.
iPhone X, Marc Jacobs watch. Like, how dare you?
Well, okay, so I guess if I was on the receiving end, you know, I probably wouldn't be complaining.
Sure.
But, you know, she only gets expensive gifts for our parents. Only expensive ones.
Okay. All right. I mean, to be fair, I mean, they did give her life, you know, and raise her, keep her alive for the first 18 years or more. You know, in Whitney's case, it was
here
the first 27.
Corey's been a dad for all of 1 month, and he's already embraced the role of, like, wise, know-it-all martyr parent.
Well, everyone says that things change when you become a parent, and that's just one of the things that the gifts you receive.
You know everything now,
yes. Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a parent, like, they don't deserve it or anything, but it's obnoxious. Like, she does very well for herself financially, and to be honest, it kind of makes me feel inadequate, I guess. I don't know, it just, like, puts a damper on every gift-giving holiday, though, because I know that I'm going to be outdone every single time.
Aw. Yeah, that's not a good feeling. What did she get for your mom for Mother's Day?
Okay, so this is so ridiculous. So I got my mom, you know, a gift card for a pedicure. And my brother got her a bottle of, you know, her favorite wine. It's like $40 or something.
Sure, all very nice gifts.
Yeah.
And then my sister gives her a card. Just a card. But inside the card, there's plane tickets to Italy for her and my mom.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. That bottle of wine is really nice, but I guess, you know, I don't know if it's an Italian wine, but going to Italy to actually see it made is definitely kind of trumping that.
Yeah, she bought them a 10-day freaking trip to Tuscany.
Okay, that's obviously wonderful of your sister to do that, but yeah, I can certainly understand the frustration for you. I mean, how do you compete with that?
You don't.
Exactly. And, you know, she gave her gift first. So then the stuff from my brother and I, it looks like a super comical following. It's terrible.
Well, you know, the gifts from you and your brother were certainly more, you know, more normal's Mother's Day gifts.
Standard,
but,
yeah.
You know, your sister is the exception. But, look, I know you want us to call your sister, and I think I have an idea. And Whit, I'll take the lead on this one.
Okay, go for it.
All right, Cassie, just do me a favor. Keep as quiet as possible because she'll be able to hear you. So maybe even, I don't know, mute your phone maybe is a good idea because I think this might make you laugh.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll mute.
All right, do we have Peyton's number? Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Peyton?
Yes.
Peyton, I am so pleased to inform you that you are the recipient of the 2019 Showiest Mother's Day Gift Giver Award. Congratulations!
I'm sorry, the what?
The 2019 Showiest Mother's Day Gift Giver Award. You were selected out of more than 1,000 submissions, and they were all very obnoxious. So congratulations! This is truly a feat.
Oh my God, you people are insatiable. Calling people in with your scam. Get a real job.
Oh my God, she hung up!
This is the first.
She hung up!
She hates robocalls and telemarketers. She probably thought that's what you guys were.
I mean, everyone does, but let's get her back on the line.
Are you kidding me right now? Stop calling this number.
Peyton. Okay. This is not a scam call. My name is Corey James. I'm on the morning show on 98PXY. My co-host Whitney Young is on the line as well.
Don't hang up.
With your sister Cassie. Yes, don't hang up again.
Hi, Peyton. What is going on?
All right, so we were just trying to mess with you a little bit. Probably not the best strategy now that we know how much you hate spam calls.
Highly averse.
But Cassie reached out to us asking for our help in confronting you about your gift giving.
Cassie, what is this? You literally get the most obnoxious gifts from mom and dad all the time. What are you talking about? Like, what about the Italy trip for Mother's Day? Like, I can't compete with that. You know that. I mean, it makes my gift and even our brother's look so lame. I mean, I get that you have a good job and all, and that's great for you. But, you know, you do like just every holiday, and it makes me feel like
I have honestly never even thought of it that way. I was always just trying to get the best thing because I want to make mom and dad happy. I mean, I promise, I swear it's not coming from a place of one-upping or anything like that.
Well, let me just interject real quick. So, Peyton, I'm sure you mean what you're saying, but, like, come on, you never realized how showy your gifts for your parents are in comparison to your siblings?
You got Dad a $500 hoverboard for his birthday. $500!
I guess it's because I feel like I have to do more, you know?
What?
I guess I feel like I have to overcompensate because of, you know, everything.
Because of everything? What do you mean because of everything?
Yeah.
So I'm adopted, and I guess I feel like I have to do more to be on par with my parents, you know, biological children.
Oh.
I can't believe you feel that way. I mean, you know that that's not necessary at all. You're just as much their kid as Josh and I. I mean, you know that.
I mean, wow, sorry. I can't believe I'm crying on the radio right now.
Oh, no. Don't cry. You're going to make me cry.
No tears. It's very contagious.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, mom and dad have never made me feel less. Like, I'm less of their child because I'm adopted, but I know they adopted me because they weren't having success conceiving, that ended up having you and Josh after the fact, and I don't know. I guess I have a bit of insecurity about it, so maybe I'm overcompensating, you know?
Well, I feel like a real now.
Well, there's that.
I literally, like, I had no idea you felt that way. I mean, honestly, I'm glad I did this because, you know, you need to know that you do not have to buy all these lavish gifts to feel equal to Josh and me. You are 1,000% of this family, and we love you so much.
Thanks, Cass. As annoying as this was for you to do, I'm glad you did it.
Well, we're all crying. Good job, guys. Yeah. Corey's going to be whimpering soon.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Well, we're sorry to have bothered you this early, Peyton, but we are certainly glad that we got to the bottom of this. It gives certainly a little more context to maybe why this is what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully your next gift to your parents will be like a $10 gift card because, yeah, your sister's right. I mean, you don't obviously need to buy crazy gifts for your parents. Adopted kids are 100,000% just as much family as biological kids. So
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You know, that being said, if you'd like to start giving Whitney and I those expensive gifts, you know, we gladly accept.
Corey!
Totally fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.